Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to day 274 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I go through life in phases, and my energy levels reflect that a lot of the time. But whenever I'm coming out of more of a sloth mode, and I want to integrate more movement in my life, but I still have a bunch of that slothy residue, and I can't imagine doing a full workout, I will just do random shit that feels right. Instead of pressuring myself to do intense exercise, I will simply focus on moving more throughout the day. Some days that might look like, while my food is heating up, I'll do squats, or I'll do push-ups on the sink while my kettle boils for my tea, or I'll sprint with the dog when it feels right during our walks. But sometimes I will walk in place in front of the TV or use commercial breaks as push-up time, or my personal favorite, which is putting on an amazing playlist and shaking my ass for a little while. And I know I've brought up a lot of these strategies before, but I want to remind you that something is typically better than nothing, especially when getting back into something. It can be really hard to sustain the after time off exercise workout load because we will automatically associate any movement with, that was really hard and I don't want to do that again. So your brain will associate exercise with pain and struggle instead of the reality that our bodies really do crave some sort of movement. And you know what your body wants from that more than anyone else can, but I know personally when I move, I feel better, whether that be stretching or actual physical energy coming out through cardio or taking a kickboxing class to get out some aggression. But I do recognize if I start too intensely with my training, especially after a sloth mode, I will get so sore and never want to go back to it. Instead, I recommend starting with what feels good and natural in your body, with the intention to actually move in some way, because I know when you're not used to movement after some time, any type of movement can be off-putting and nothing actually feels good at first. But remember that with time and practice and empathy to your current self, you will begin to look forward to those rituals, if and only if you're strategic with the things that you do and the mindset around it. So strategies like parking further from the entrance to the store or taking the stairs instead of the escalator might be a valuable start for you to start integrating more movement when you can. But for other people, it might be scheduling an actual video to do at night or taking yourself on evening walks or morning walks and being present with the fresh air and the feelings and the thoughts that arise on your way. It's going to be different for everybody. Some people, it might just be simple stretching in bed to start. That's fine too. It's truly about finding what works for you. I have begun to automatically associate all phone calls with walks to the point where I will literally put on my shoes when I have a phone appointment with my therapist, and I will start walking around my neighborhood for an hour, sometimes sobbing openly because, one, it's therapy, but it's also a way to keep myself engaged and getting some physical movement in that doesn't feel like extra work, because I kind of need to pace when I'm on the phone anyway for focus reasons, and that just works for me. But this is about finding ways to make movement work with you instead of against you. If you feel like exercise is the enemy, like a lot of us do, you have to take strides to change your mentality around it in terms that you enjoy and feel like you can sustain. And I think a lot of us look at the end goal when we're trying to get into shape. So we see us with our six-pack abs becoming gym rats, running marathons, and we'll start from that finish line out the gate instead of realizing we can't work our way backwards when it comes to our mental and physical health. We have to start from where we are now and go from there. We have to be willing to give ourselves grace and dignity that comes from being at whatever starting point we're at. And there's nothing wrong with where you are, unless you're trying to dive off the deep end immediately, which is simply setting yourself up for failure. And not many people can succeed by starting at the end. Instead of looking at the finish line at all, start looking at your next steps along your personal path. And to me, the key is learning to enjoy the process of our lives instead of trying to master our lifestyle as if some checklist will bring us inherent happiness. Life itself should be enjoyable. And when we learn to integrate healthier strategies into the rituals that actually enrich our lives in a way that works for our current selves, the better we get at associating healthy choices with positive feelings and enjoyment and happiness. That way, we're no longer looking for happiness as some end goal. Instead, we're making it a natural offset of our daily rituals. You don't have to go to the gym to improve your physical health. You can be active without formal exercise, and that's something you have to be conscious with and disciplined about until you can connect the reality that movement can and should be an enjoyable part of our daily lives. When we create positive associations with movement, we will struggle less with the guilt and the feeling of obligation, and we can build our positive mindsets. It shouldn't feel like a punishment. It's a form of self-care, nourishment, and grounding, and it's a free way to connect with yourself in a way that is so personal because everyone's journey is different. It'll improve your longevity and your day-to-day mental and physical health as a result, but that isn't the goal. The goal is to find ways to feel good in your body. And it doesn't have to be intense. You don't have to go so hard. Start small, and don't pressure yourself if you don't want to. And remember that a little is better than nothing, as long as it feels good to you.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.